It's Wednesday, May 4th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Senator Ted Cruz ended his presidential campaign last night after losing big in the Indiana primaries.
We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path. And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Donald Trump took 53% of the vote to Cruz's 37%. The Indiana evangelical votes were split evenly between Trump and Cruz. The rhetoric became especially shrill, with Cruz calling Trump utterly amoral, a narcissist, a pathological liar, and a philanderer, after Trump implied that Ted Cruz's father, Rafael, had something to do with the JFK assassination. On the Democrat side of the primary race, the self-proclaimed socialist Bernie Sanders took down Hillary Clinton by a 53-47% margin. Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who changes the times. He removes kings and establishes kings. Daniel 2. Two American missionaries were violently murdered in Jamaica over the weekend. Harold Nichols and Randy Hensel were part of the Pennsylvania-based Teams for Medical Missions and were helping to build a house for a poor family at the time of their murders. The American FBI is joining local law enforcement to investigate the murders. Ray Shive, spokesman for the Teams mission, told The Worldview this was a devastating loss to their Jamaican mission, but they are trusting God.
We do have a sovereign God, and we are absolutely convinced that he makes no mistakes. And this is for his purposes, which are always for his glory, and always for the good of the church and for the testimony of the gospel, and for our good. And so we rest in that, we're confident in that, and actually we have a high level of anticipation to see what is going to happen now.
ISIS forces used multiple vehicles, suicide bombs, and even bulldozers as they broke through Allied forces and killed a U.S. Navy SEAL north of Mosul, Iraq, on Tuesday. According to CNN, the U.S. responded with a hail of devastating drone and F-15 bombings. The SEAL was an advisor to Kurdish Peshmerga forces. A new survey released by Deseret News says 59% of millennials believe Sunday worship is religiously insignificant, and only 22% of them say they attend church at all. For 18% of millennials, Sunday is merely another workday. God's Word says, "Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy." Exodus 20, verse 8. In an effort to empty Guantanamo Bay's Gitmo prison, the Obama administration released former Taliban member Mashour Abdallah Ahmed Al-Sabri. Al-Sabri is believed to have played a significant role in the suicide bombing of the USS Cole in 2000 that left 17 dead and 39 wounded. Kirk LePold, the commanding officer who was at the helm of the USS Cole when it was attacked, says releasing this man is a mistake. According to God's word, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Heavy FBI activity around the Manchester, Connecticut home of repudiated Philadelphia mobster Robert Gentile may indicate agents are close to solving one of America's greatest art heists. According to the Fox News report, the search is being conducted after Gentile, long thought to have knowledge of the whereabouts of some of the masterpieces stolen 26 years ago from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, tried to sell two of the paintings to an undercover agent. The art world is holding its breath, hoping for the recovery of some of the priceless works of Rembrandt, Manet, and others. A former Missouri State University grad student filed suit against the school for forcing him to leave because of his Christian faith. Andrew Cash, who was working on completing his master's degree in counseling and carried a 3.8 GPA, said all was well until he was asked what counsel he'd give a homosexual couple on a sexual problem they were having. Cash, who said he had no objection to counseling homosexuals on depression, addiction, and other issues, told them his faith would not allow him to do what they asked. He was then told he must leave the program. A four-story building caught fire in Pyeongtaek, South Korea on Saturday. As fire and smoke billowed from the bottom of the building, a woman and her three children screamed for help from a window at the top floor. United States Air Force Master Sergeant Daniel Raimondo, stationed at a nearby base, saw the smoke and ran to help. Grabbing blankets from a street shop and getting others to help, he repeatedly begged the woman to drop her children to him. As people filmed with cell phones, one by one, the woman reluctantly dropped her four-year-old, her three-year-old, and then her baby before jumping herself. All three children and their mother survived unharmed. May God be praised. And that's The World View on this Wednesday, May 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. We've been getting some great feedback, not only from listeners here in America, but all over the world about the impact of The World View in 5 minutes. Tell us what it's meant to you in an email to adam@theworldview.com. Include your full name, city and state, and country. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.